AMFM News.
There's been a big rise in the number of military veterans getting compensation after leaving the army. But a former soldier from Kent says more still needs to be done. With the story for KMFM, here's Josh.
You might have seen a lot of this on Facebook recently.
Hello everyone, this is my second day of the PTSD push-up challenge.
It's 22 push-ups because that's the number of war veterans who take their own lives every day in the US. And here in the UK, there's some new research out about the number of military veterans who apply for payouts to deal with post-traumatic stress. There were 500 claims last year compared with 121 6 years ago. Dean Upson from Maidstone served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's been telling us we still need to get better at looking out for veterans.
You get to that point where you just had enough. And that's something I think about every day. So what's the more severe injury? The guy that could actually end it any day, or the guy that's got limb missing or something like that?
But at the same time, charities say more help is on offer now than ever before. Dr. Dominic Murphy is from Combat Stress.
We have found in our kind of published studies, a year after treatment, the majority are doing far better than they were before treatment. So I think veterans are getting better at noticing that they're experiencing difficulties and seeking help more quickly.
But the government's told KMFM the increase in claims is down to better campaigning to encourage people to get compensation. We've tweeted a link to some help this lunchtime via @KMFM News.